Welcome back to On the Fringe with me, Gemma Delaney, your weekly dose of all things arts and culture in Waterford City and County. Well, on tonight's show, I was joined by the ridiculously talented bunch that is Stage Mad. Their latest production is the Tennessee Williams classic, A Streetcar Named Desire. And I was joined in studio by Helena Walsh Kiley, who plays the role of Eunice, and Daniel Andrews, who plays the role of Young Man.
We're opening on the 11th of November and it's coming at us fast. But we're enjoying rehearsals and working hard with an amazing director, James. So, yeah, all going very well.
We were just talking about James off air. Have you worked with him before, Daniel?
I did Midsummer's Night Dream with him before in Tremor.
That one was of my favourites.
In the Japanese garden, so that was a great experience. So this is round two, back again.
He must be nice then if you're back for round two.
He is, yeah.
So how is it going? How are you finding the process this time round?
Good, it's good. I only have a small part in it this year, which is good because I'm doing my Leaving Cert this year, so that kind of suits me. But
you're a glutton for punishment.
I know.
As if one or the other wouldn't be enough to
the two. It's great to get in though with the lads, and it's a lovely cast and a lovely director, and he's very he's very easy to work with, and I suppose if I have an exam to study for now, he'd leave me off, so it's really good, really good.
Helena, you might tell us a little bit about the character that you're playing.
Well, first of all, I'm not doing my Leaving Cert. I have that box ticked.
You just look like it, that's all, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. So I play Eunice Hubble, and Eunice lives upstairs over the flat where the main protagonists live. They are Stanley and Stella Kowalski. I'm Eunice Hubble. I live upstairs. I live with my husband, Steve. And we're supporting characters, but we're important because what we do is we kind of show what the reality is. And we are kind of Stanley and Stella in the future. And we live in this cycle of violence, domestic abuse and making up. It's a circuit and we live like this. And Eunice, the character I play, she conforms to this. And even though she provides a sanctuary upstairs in her flat for the ladies downstairs to kind of retreat to when they're also victims of violence, she provides that sanctuary and she's very kind, but she never really breaks the cycle. In fact, at the end of the play, when things get really bad for Stella and Blanche, she kind of says, look, you can't really face up to this. You just have to go along with it because life kind of keeps on going. So, yeah, so myself and Steve, we could be fighting one minute. We know we have to, we're fighting. I think there are saucepans being thrown around and we're running down the stairs and killing each other. And then we come back miraculously all made up and all lovey-dovey. So, as I said, it's the circle. And so I think the way kind of Tennessee Williams wrote my character is just to kind of, to show what the reality was for women at that time in kind of post-World War II America, the late 40s, they didn't have many options other than to stand by their man, which is, if you're going to think of any phrase to describe Eunice, it's stand by your man. Yeah, so that's her.
And I suppose, like you said, it's one of those plays. It's a famous, famous play. It's around donkey's ears. Were you familiar with it, Daniel, before partaking in it? Were you familiar with the script, or is this your first?
It was actually my first. Like, I'd heard of it very slightly, but no, definitely, I didn't really know much about it until I got involved. So it's been great to watch it come to life. And, you know, I love learning by watching, and watching it live is so much better than watching an old YouTube video. So I definitely have the VIP service.
I love it, absolutely. And what did you make of it then? Because, like you said, I suppose for our generation, I suppose, Lena, this is so, you know, a lot of us would have studied in school, or if we went on to drama school, or if we did drama in college or whatever, it's something that you cover in that period of time. So the likes of us probably know it inside out and back to front and upside down. And even if we'd never started it, I've seen it 5 million times. So what did you think of the script then when you saw it for the first time? We were like, God, what have I signed up for, kind of thing?
It's tough. It's very good now. I kind of, even like getting the accent and everything would kind of would throw you a bit, but I suppose it's funny because, like, in school obviously we do Macbeth and we do everything, you know, we do all Shakespeare. I've done that a few times, and you know, I do a bit of musical theatre myself, so I'm used to the old singing and the dancing and all that kind of happy Larry stuff. So it was quite different, but it's been really good. I really like the script. And the lads do a great job, because there's nothing worse than if someone ruins the script, you know, if they don't do a good job. But sure, we do a good job, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's been very good.
You're talking about musicals, and of course The Simpsons famously did a musical parody of this play. I was only singing it earlier to one of my co-workers there a little while ago. And then in terms of, again, we were talking about it off air, but I was saying, you know, a lot of the time with things like this, and the fact that they're quite meaty characters, and then you're leading up to, I suppose, the performance, and you're kind of at it maybe 5-4 nights a week. You're saying you've just kind of blocked out the weekends at the moment for it. That's
great. We're working. It's kind of all weekend, every weekend. But that works for us, you know, because, you know, we've got jobs and things during the week. But then you can devote your entire weekend to it, and your mind is full of Streetcar Named Desire, and you just live that. We're like method actors. Although I'm not throwing saucepans at home, but you know, you just immerse yourself into it for the weekend.
Yeah.
And they're a great bunch of people. We all get on very well. And there's a great atmosphere in rehearsals. We're enjoying it. We're working very hard, but we are enjoying it as well.
You're a little over, little under, I should say, a fortnight out now. How are we doing in terms of sets and costumes, and have we everything now?
Yes. Oh, yes. So we're getting our costumes together. Blanche, I mean, I really envy the wardrobe there. So Lauren Cardiff plays Blanche. And I mean, if anybody, you know, any of our theatre goers who like to see glamour, well, then Blanche is your woman, because she's coming with this trunk of, it's a treasure chest of the most beautiful costumes and dresses and feathers and all of this kind of stuff. So yeah, so we're very aware of, you know, the fashion of the time. So we're working hard to make sure all of our costumes, down to the finest detail, are realistic of the late 40s. You know, so and New Orleans, you know, very humid place, very hot. So we have to kind of make sure we're not overdressed, that we're kind of, that we look hot.
Sometimes it's easy to be hot on stage under all the lights as well.
Yes,
it's easy to do the sweat, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always nice to get into costume. And we're using the accent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a challenge, you know, when you're using an accent as an actor, you're kind of acting twice, because you're playing the part, but you're also layering that with an accent. But I think we have it now, and we're kind of growing into the accent, and your lines grow into the accent, you grow into that, and it just works. So it's coming together. We will bring you to New Orleans.
Oh, I cannot wait. And you know what as well? Like, I know I said it, I suppose it's one of those plays, you know, I've seen myself a million times. I love going to see it, though, to see what every drama group does differently, because everybody brings their own spin to it. Or you'd be like, oh, I never thought of doing the set like that, or oh, I never thought of doing the layout like that. Or it's always fascinating to see, you know, everybody's vision of it is different, I suppose, and everyone's interpretation of it is different as well. So it is running from Tuesday the 11th to Saturday the 15th. You'll find it hard, I'd say, to knock out off the New Orleans accent after the few days.
Yes. We'll have to, yes. We've come down from that high.
That absolutely. Tickets are just €20 and book and fee as well. They're available at garterlane.ie, and of course that's where it's taking place, 8 p.m. From the 11th to the 15th. Is there any tickets even left?
There are a few tickets left. The weekend is pretty much sold out. They're absolutely flying. So if people want to go to see it, I would strongly recommend getting your ticket. And could I just say to your listeners, you know, it's starting on a Tuesday night, and there's no excuse. Get your ticket. Go into the theatre. It's a lovely experience. Gartelaine is lovely. Yeah, get
beautiful.
Your ticket. You know, you don't have to dress up to go to the theatre. Go in your woolly jumper and sit
Oxygens,
down.
Yeah.
Get comfy. Watch a really good piece of theatre. You won't regret it. So yes, that's what I would say.
What else would you be doing
on a Tuesday night?
A really good piece of theatre from a really talented bunch of people as well. So Helena, not at all, and Daniel, and of course all of the guys at Stage Mad. Not that you need it, but break a leg. And thank you so much for joining me on The Fringe.
Thank you very much. Thank you.